headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alana and Olive with your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, as the floods continue in North Queensland, the road damage has caused the community to get creative with travel. Flinders Highway, the main road to Charters Towers, has been submerged by an overflowing river, bringing traffic to a halt. Helicopters have become a common form of transport since the bad weather, with a local helicopter company flying 4 kegs, spirits, and cans for the local pub. Pilots are only charging $80 to cover fuel and have had hundreds of customers. Everything from medical supplies, food, water, personnel, and an 18th birthday cake. Queensland surgeons changed a 1-year-old's life by removing a large part of his skull. Neurosurgeon Dr. Campbell and his colleague Richard Thiel have been at the front line of craniofacial surgery in Queensland, changing children's skulls and faces. In a recent surgery at Mater Children's Private Hospital, they remodeled a 1-year-old's skull, transforming his life. Diagnosed at 2 months old with craniosynostosis, the condition can leave little room for the brain to grow and misshape their head. Dr. Campbell stated, "We want to spare them psychosocial isolation because they look different. We know that's damaging." In national news, a tropical low forming of the northwest of Australia has a high chance of becoming a cyclone in the coming days. According to the Bureau of Meteorology, the cyclone will occur late today or tomorrow. A tropical cyclone warning is in place for the Cape, Levecue, to Weller Downs, including Broomby on the Australian Western Australia coast. The Bureau warned the system may reach Category 3 cyclone late Tuesday or Wednesday.
Also in national news, beach expert Brad Farmer has chosen the Bay of Fires Conservation Reserve as the top beach spot in 2025. Located along the Tasmanian coastline, the Bay of Fires marks the first time Tasmania has taken the top spot for a sunny and sandy beach getaway. "I spent plenty of time in Tasmania assessing the beaches, and in the end there were so many incredible options I couldn't even settle on one," Brad said. "I'm awarding the best beach to a cluster of neighbouring beach bays in the Bay of Fires." In international news, Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency have received widespread criticism for accessing personal and financial data of millions of Americans in an attempt to uncover widespread fraud. U.S. President Donald Trump has jumped to the defense of the tech billionaire. "We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse," Mr. Trump said. No evidence of widespread fraud has been detected as of yet. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.